In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we will continue these evening services reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. There in that city of Jericho, there were many people whose prayers had been answered. The same prayer that even at these services, the organizers of these services have also had this prayer. We who have been together here, we've had this prayer that, dear God, be near us. Dear God, through your Son and through your Word, that he would have come to the city of Jericho, that he would come to these fields in Ypperi. We know that a lot of work has been done so that these services could be arranged. And during these organizations, with a humble mind, we have asked for wisdom and strength. And above all, we have asked for exactly this, that God would be near us . The evangelist Mark, with very few words, talks about his visit in the city of Jericho. Two other evangelists also wrote about this same visit, Matthew and Luke. And Luke told us that Jesus did not only stop to rest there on the way to the Easter happenings, but he met Zechariah. We remember how Zechariah was interested in knowing who was this Jesus. He was interested in the Word. He was interested in the Word about the kingdom of God and of the repenting of one's sins. And we remember how Zechariah hiding was seen and met by the Son of God when he traveled down that road. The work that Jesus did in the world It was to seek out and find those who were lost. That happened to Zechariah. And this kind of prayer we have even at these services, that if somebody like Zechariah has come here with a curious mind to see what is this group of people who get together in this way, what is it? What is the sermon that so many people seem to think so important? So to you, I would wish to say, and I wish to make especially you feel very welcome to these services here in Ypperi, the services in the municipality of Pyhäjoki. This text began and told us how Jesus came to Jericho, and he was on his way out with his disciples and a great number of other people. And they saw on the side of the road a man sitting. He was blind. His name was Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, and he was begging. Here we are told how in temporal ways Bartimaeus had a big challenge because he was blind. He ended up in a dire situation, so he had to beg in order to feed himself. And this man heard about this message. And what did it make him feel? We understand that as a blind person, Bartimaeus had never seen Jesus. And he had never seen the miracles performed by Jesus. All he had was the message or the word that other people told him about Jesus. Isn't this our situation? Not one of us with our eyes have ever seen Jesus. We haven't been able to see his miracles. All we have is what we have heard and what we have heard from the Word of God and read from the Word of God. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, chapter 17, we are told how faith comes through hearing, hearing by and through the Word of God. The Word of God, it is powerful. It tells us what is the most important thing for us when it comes to life and death and eternity. How from this word, by hearing, living faith can be awakened. It is this type. This is what happened to Bartimaeus. We can we can think as in we know that when the seed can find a heart that wants to receive and treasure the word, and a person who accepts this seed as a gift and gives him life, the planting of these seeds happens even today. The seed is planted even in places that seem impossible for the seed to grow. Even if we think of this, but we must remember that when God has given his word, and when we are faithful to that planted seed, then God can create his miracle, and he can awaken faith. And in the place that we thought was hard earth, such a heart, even if it is hard and cold, or we have thought that it is hard and cold, the Word of God can perform miracles through the gospel. But in the case of Bartimaeus, we heard how the planting of the seed brought forth fruit. For God knew that he would receive Jesus. When Jesus walked past, Bartimaeus begins to cry, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." These words to us may seem quite common. We have heard about the Son of David. We have heard these words in Easter texts and Christmas texts. But during that day and at that time, those words, "Thou Son of David," they were quite powerful words. For in the midst of the people, those Jews knew about the prophets and their prophecies, as Jeremiah earlier had talked about the Son of David. In those days and in those times, the Son of David, was this the beginning of the new union? Many prophets spoke of this and wrote about this. But that what was difficult for people to understand during that day and that time, for there were 400 years of time all was fulfilled through the Son of David, the Son of Maria, Mary, the Son of God. That is the message that even here at these summer services, I bring you tidings of joy. When Bartimaeus cries, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. We heard how many people told him to be quiet. Why? Why did those people tell him to be quiet? One reason probably was that those people who were telling Bartimaeus to be quiet, they could not see that which Bartimaeus, the blind man, could see. To them, Jesus was that guy from Nazareth, the son of Mary and Joseph. Perhaps he was a wise man, but he wasn't the Messiah that the prophets wrote about and talked about. Even in our lifetime, around us, there are people in our lives to whom talking about faith is a very distasteful subject. How many times perhaps we have been able to hear that maybe we should be quiet. That we should be quiet about this which is important in our life. We talk about getting to know God and becoming a child of God. Even in our times, we often hear the message that simple faith, the sermon of the Word of God, in some way, it is ridiculed and made useless and old-fashioned. But when we preach as we have always preached, when we speak as those before us have spoken, the issue is the same as what Bartimaeus could see through his eyes of faith. He could see that our hope was in the Son of God, hope for eternal life, hope for the forgiveness of sins, hope and the promise that the Word of God has confirmed to us. When Bartimaeus is told to be quiet, he wasn't quiet. Instead, he cried even more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." This gospel, in the Gospel of Mark, words in Greek are used, "Have mercy on me." We could also translate that to mean, "Be gentle with me." the writer of the book of Ephesians writes about that, how gentleness, gracefulness, God expects from us as well. Be gentle with one another and forgive each other as God also through Christ has forgiven you. So this gentleness and gracefulness, mercy, the goodness of God comes through here. God has given this to us gentleness, demands nothing in return. This is what Bartimaeus wanted for himself. And I think that that man, Bartimaeus, as he approached Jesus, he could not guess. How he was going to receive just that. Perhaps your experience is, along with mine, that when we turn to God and we pray to God, sometimes we just sigh. And we notice that God has answered in His time and in His way. How God has many times answered in such a way that we have not recognized the answer. But over time, then we have noticed that even that prayer was answered and we received even more than we asked for. For this reason, we can, in those situations in our lives, with our worries and cares that we carry in our heart, we can even today pray with a safe and secure mind, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus taught us. We can leave our worries and cares behind. We can leave them in the care of the Heavenly Father, for He is there to help us. As He helped Bartimaeus. For when Jesus heard Bartimaeus say, Son of David, have mercy on me, He stopped and He said, Call that man to come before me. And this is the task or duty of the kingdom of God, to be calling and inviting people to come here to the community, the unity of Jesus. Each one of us, when we are working or in school or participating in hobbies, and we meet people who are not believing in the same way, they are not following the Lord of life in the same way. And we may lack courage to talk about our faith. Perhaps your experience here at these services, talking and inviting people, is easier here. For this reason, it is important that we get together to services, be it summer services or local services, that we can feel and experience the unity of the believers so that we could be calling others into this group, others who are outside of this grace. But people are just as important and created by God. So the disciples, they went to Bartimaeus and they said, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And in that great crowd of people, he would not have found his way to Jesus unless he was sought out. And Jesus, when he met up with him, he said, "What will thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." His prayer was simple. He wanted to see. Mark does not tell us, was that man blind from birth? We are just told that he might get help from God here. And when Jesus talked about temporal earthly life in his Sermon on the Mount, he encouraged us and he encouraged us to ask that the kingdom of God would be opened. Seek out the kingdom of God and those who dwell there, and all this will be given unto you. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow holds its own worries. Be content to deal with this day's. We understand that for Bartimaeus, that temporal blindness was very difficult, and he asked God for help, and he received help. We may think that temporal sight, the lack it's a great challenge for those who have to live with this. But it's also a difficult matter if spiritually one is blind. We remember how Saul of Tarsus who we know was called Paul. We know how he lost his sight. We know that he was an educated man, but he lost his sight. And he needed the help from God. We are told about this in the Acts chapter 9. We know how Saul was walking the road to Damascus. And Saul was asked, "Why do you persecute me?" And Saul did not understand in that moment what he should do. For he was blind and he could not find his way. But he was able to feel the fear of one traveling in the darkness. We remember how Saul's eyes were opened. How God sent one of his own, Ananias, to him. And Ananias knew what Saul was like, how he persecuted the believers. And he was afraid to follow this command from God. But he went anyway. In the 9th chapter of the Acts, verses 17 and 18, it is said, "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." And we remember how Saul, who had lost his sight, it was as though scales fell from his eyes. And he received sight, and he saw the kingdom of God in the same way that Bartimaeus saw the kingdom of God when his eyes were opened and he could see himself before Jesus. Isn't it so, brothers and sisters, that our gaze is fixed on him? For he has traveled before us. He has traveled for us. Even that most difficult road to the cross and to death, so that we could have peace with God, so that our sins would be forgiven. And this is what we preach about This is what we rejoice over. This is the message of joy, this gospel that we preach. It's from this that we live. For this reason, if there is anyone at these services or anyone hearing this message now, or children of God, who at this moment you wish for yourself that comforting gospel word, believe each one of you, all of your sins and doubts forgiven, in the name and blood of Jesus. This is that good message, and it is secure and safe to travel. As believers of this gospel, it is easy to make journey. Even if the road before us looks difficult or even when it seems that darkness surrounds us, especially then, we need to fix our gaze not on the road behind us, we need to always, as we travel, fix our gaze forwards towards the uprisen Jesus Christ. For this reason, God sent His own Son. Nothing else was enough. God gave His own Son for us. We, doubting people who often fail, as in the Gospel of Luke, we are told, He sent His Son to preach the word to the poor, to mend broken hearts, to preach to the prisoners, and to give the blind their sight back again, and to heal the broken. Even to doubting Thomas, Jesus showed the wounds in the side of His body. And when doubting Thomas found strength to believe, he said words that are true even for us today. Blessed are they who cannot see, yet believe. It pays to believe. It pays to be following that group of people that even Bartimaeus saw as the congregation of God. It pays to follow, even when it seems as though one's own wisdom and strength is gone. For nobody needs to alone be traveling. We can be traveling together with other children of God. And if here at these services, is any such person who does not yet have this grace, this goodness of God, the word of the gospel, that all of your sins could be forgiven. To you I wish to say, and come near, you too can believe. Right there in the place where you find yourself just now, you can believe, all of your sins and doubts forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus. For the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter, we call people to join the children of God as we are walking on that road to heaven. For Jesus said, I am the truth and I am the life. And this is what we want to follow, this road. This is a good road to follow, for it will lead to heaven. Heaven is a place where faith will change to seeing. Let each one of us have the prayer that when we close our eyes for the last time, for this is the case, each one of us will, let our prayer be, that when we open our eyes once again, on the other side, we will see the Lord Jesus Christ and His face. This is my prayer. And for this reason, I ask for myself, as I too have many times felt sinful and tempted, can I also believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you, and so we can remain believing in the good God and the Son of God. We can remain believing our own sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen.